Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. Joining me from the Montana Repertory Theater is Greg Johnson, Artistic Director of the Montana Rep. Nice to have you here.
Thank you, Michael. Great to be here.
Well, we haven't talked in a little while. You just finished the big 50th anniversary show and tour, played all over America again.
Barefoot in the Park.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. It was a great cast. Once again, speaking to the talent of the students, the Barefoot in the Park, the leads are a young married couple in their early 20s. So we said, maybe students can do it. So two students played the leads once again, and they were just great. You know, it was seamless. You can't tell the difference between the professionals and the students, which is the goal of the Rep, is to have that kind of integration of the students at in the training program with professionals from New York and Chicago and L.A. or some from here, and they all work together and make this beautiful show. It was a lovely show. Designed by a graduate, Joey Sarno, who's a graduate of our design tech and went on to Carnegie Mellon and did a beautiful, a 60s brownstone in New York City. It was really sweet.
Well, the Montana Rep is the professional theater in residence at the University of Montana based here in Missoula. And again, the 50th anniversary of the Rep. And part of a mission to present the amazing literature, a show a year and tour it, and typically all over the country, right? You have lots of East Coast shows.
Yeah, we used to do a lot of West Coast. We had a big presence in California, but then a couple of things happened like in the early 2000s. Some money dried up in California, although I hear California's coming back, and the presenters, we dropped off the presenters. So we basically go from Colorado, Texas, east. Mm-hmm. That's basically our venues nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also want to get to talking about next year and the next tour, which will be coming up. But you have an incredible event happening this week. You're actually taking To Kill a Mockingbird to China.
Yeah. And I haven't done exhaustive research on this, but I do think that it's the first time this play has been produced in mainland China. And I've been trying to get this done for 12, 13 years because we have the Mansfield Center here, and it's all about the Pacific Rim. And Mike Mansfield did such great work when he was ambassador to Japan. And then Max Baucus was ambassador to China, and he was helpful in the early stages of this go-around to help get us connected to the right people to make this happen.
Mm-hmm. And this is, if I understand right, it's a cultural exchange, right? It's presenting this amazing American story to audiences, but you're also doing workshops, you're doing other kinds of things and involving Chinese folks in different ways too, right?
Yeah, we've got we're playing a high school and we're playing a college in Beijing. And in both cases, two of the smaller roles are being played by Chinese students, Dill and Mr. Cunningham are being played by Chinese students. So it's an experiment. We're really eager to see what this looks like when we mix an American cast with two young Chinese actors. Mm-hmm. It's going to be really interesting.
Well, I'd be very curious to hear about what has been the buzz talking about this with the presenters and the people you're working with in Beijing about this story and your presenting of this story.
It's interesting. I talked to the students who auditioned when I was in Beijing a month ago. We scouted out the theaters and did some preliminary work. And when we auditioned the students, they all knew it. They all knew the story. I think that there's one American novel that is taught. This is one of them. And the gentleman who runs the Meet in Beijing Arts Festival, which is who's bringing us over. When Steve Kalm, who was there about 2 years ago, walked into his office to begin negotiations, he had a copy of To Kill a Mockingbird on his desk. Said it was his favorite American book. So it's known there. But to bring live American bodies over to China and to tell this story, and we've had a lot of success with this title in America. We've toured it 3 times, and so we know the story, and we're very proud to have told the story and to keep telling it, and to bring it to Beijing. The themes of tolerance and acceptance and hate and racism and resolution are universal. But I'm really interested to see how the Chinese respond to this story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, the Montana Rep is certainly experts at traveling and presenting shows city to city all over for 50 years. This must be an incredible undertaking to think about going overseas with a show.
Right. We don't have the same kind of sets we could have. We have a set designed and we sent it over, and the costs were prohibitive. So I said to everybody, the whole artistic team and the company, I said, let's think our town, you know, Thornton Wilder's bare stage with chairs and tables and A-frame ladders, and that's how we're doing it. And I've directed this play three times before, and this one is very profoundly different because it's bare bones, and the actors make all those sound effects, and it's all, you know, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. And we've got two musicians involved. We're bringing some of the original score by Phil Auberg, who did the original score for us, and a local musician, Andre Floyd, is going with us. He's a blues folk guitarist, and he's supplemented the soundtrack with some live blues and some spirituals, and to bring that culture to China, the blues and gospel, that also is going to be very interesting. Every time I mention the blues to the Chinese when I was over there a month ago, they go, really, you bringing the blues? I said, yeah, we're bringing the blues.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Wonderful. So how many people are on this tour?
19. We've got 15 actors, a stage manager, Mike Monsos, who's TD, and Steve Kalm, who's the producer. And we have someone from the journalism school is making a documentary.
Oh, wonderful.
So we'll have some stuff in the can about what the experience was like.
That sounds great. Montana Repertory Theater is presenting To Kill a Mockingbird in China starting next week. How long's the trip?
We leave on the 15th. We arrive in China on the 16th, and we come back on June 1st.
Wow. Will you get a chance to sightsee and do a few other things?
Yes, in Beijing, they're going to take us to the Great Wall, and then we're going to go to the Forbidden City. And the second town we're going to is inland a little bit, and that's Chongqing. And that's more provincial, 2 million. That's a small city in China, 2 million people. And we'll be there for 4 days, and they're going to show us a couple of temples and things. So we're going to get two different tastes of China. One is the biggest urban center in the world, and then also a more provincial kind of experience. So it's a nice balance.
Well, and I read doing workshops on acting technique, but hip-hop and singing and sorts of other things as you're there.
So it's a true exchange.
Sounds like a wonderful trip. Well, the Montana Repertory Theater is heading off. You can get information at montanarep.org. Next year, you're touring on Golden Pond.
Right. It's a good old chestnut, which is one of our, you know, we do that every once in a while. It's Susie Hunt, who's done like 5 shows for the Rep since I've been here, Seattle actress, graduated from here. I asked her, I said, you got another tour in you? It's a great part. And she said, I got another tour in me. So we're excited to have her back. And we just had auditions for the students, and they're great. It's going to be a lovely cast. And it's a nice show. It's a family show about family healing, dysfunctional family healing. And who doesn't love that? I love it when, you know, you can find a happy ending, especially when it's a family situation.
Well, we talked about the fact that the Montana Rep tours these productions all over the country. But, of course, there's a Montana tour at the start of all of these with a number of Montana cities.
Yeah,
run in Missoula here before you leave, and then usually a number of cities around Montana before you head off on the national tour.
Oh, yeah, we have about 6 or 7 towns.
Yeah. Information and details on all of this, and you can follow the Rep at montanarep.org. I've been talking with Greg Johnson, Artistic Director of the Montana Repertory Theater today. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful trip.
Thanks, Michael.